At least 27% of UK's adult population, that is astonishingly 14 million people, have used Buy Now, Pay Later once in 6 months, according to the Financial Conduct Authority, the financial market regulator. But what are we concerned about Buy Now, Pay Later within financial services and debt space? If someone falls into arrears, what is the recovery process for these service providers? These questions and many more we are to explore together. Welcome to Debt Talk Podcast with me, your host, Ripon Ray. In this month, we are to speak about, and you may have guessed it, indebted with Buy Now, Pay Later products and services. To speak about this pressing subject, I have Sean Breen, Director of Financial and Postal Services from the Consumer Council for Northern Ireland. They carried out a research which showed that Buy Now, Pay Later is the second highest form of credit used in the past 3 years. I also have Gulsa Tatvan, Head of Advice Services from Bromley Citizens Advice. It is a network of citizens advice which sees customers in financial difficulties. Last year, Bromley Citizens Advice received over 11,000 calls, and no doubt many of these calls are about not being able to pay Buy Now, Pay Later products and services. My guests are also to provide listeners with top tips to move forward with the pressing issue as we get to the end. Let me get Sean Breen into the conversation to speak about the subject. Sean, is Buy Now, Pay Later a new term, or has it been around for centuries? And what is it?
Ripon, basically the concept of buying something and paying in installments or paying at later dates has been around for a long time. But when we talk about buy now, pay later, this is a specific product that's relatively new. And what this allows you to do is to buy something and pay for it at a later date. Using buy now, pay later means that you don't pay for the goods or services in full when you buy them, whether that's online or in a shop. Instead, you can choose from several repayment options. That can include paying regular installments over a period of weeks or months, or you can agree to pay by a fixed date and pay off the balance in full, no later than the agreed date. With both options, you can generally pay the balance in full before the end of the agreed period if you want to.
I mean, just to get my head clear, really. I mean, in what way is it different from, let's say, Little World Catalogue, where you pay by installment that my parents used to use, and how is it different?
Yeah, well, my parents also used to pay in installments using the Little Woods catalogue back in the day as well. So how this differs is buy now, pay later is a broad term and it covers a variety of credit agreements. And while many, as you said, may think of the installment-based payments with catalogues, those products may have involved longer terms than 12 months and also may have involved interest on those payments. So buy now, pay later, the term that we are referring to today, again, is relatively new, which often takes the form of either deferred payment or short installment loans. So the way Buy Now, Pay Later works is when you make a purchase, the Buy Now, Pay Later provider pays the retailer, that can be the website or the shop for you. You then repay the Buy Now, Pay Later provider in the agreed time frame. So your credit agreement is actually with the Buy Now, Pay Later provider, not the retailer as such. And Buy Now, Pay Later is not regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. So this means that you won't be able to make a complaint to the Financial Ombudsman Service about buy now, pay later, about the provider if anything goes wrong. Also, if you purchase something using buy now, pay later, you may not be covered under Section 75 of the Consumer Credit Act. That's because the payment, again, is made directly by the buy now, pay later provider to the retailer, not by you. Therefore, the Consumer Credit Act does not apply. So that's how buy now, pay later may slightly differ from those other installment-based payments via catalogues that we would have used.
You've carried out research and recently, and from your research, who is Buy Now, Pay Later mostly being targeted at?
Our research didn't show who the target audience for Buy Now, Pay Later is. However, there are other research projects that we have carried out that shows why Buy Now, Pay Later may appeal to certain groups within society. So all of our research is Northern Ireland specific because we're the Northern Ireland consumer body. So we have a Northern Ireland household expenditure tracker, and this tracks changes the income and expenditure for households in Northern Ireland across many income groups. quarter one of 2024, the income tracker showed that the learning loss households in Northern Ireland, the discretionary income is just £41.73 per week. So that's for a household, not for an individual. What that shows is those lowest earning households may not have the discretionary income to withstand financial shocks or find it difficult to save for that happening. Our February 2024 Pulse survey also showed that about half of respondents said that they have savings that they can fall back on or use in the event of an unexpected expense. However, nearly one third said that that's not the case. So while the research doesn't show us who the target groups are for buy now, pay later, it certainly shows why consumers may use buy now, pay later, particularly those in low-income households or vulnerable circumstances.
You recently carried out research on this precise subject. Could you give us a summary of your research that you've carried out from Northern Ireland's perspective? What were the issues that you've seen?
So the Consumer Council commissioned research on the consumer experiences of buy now, pay later credit in Northern Ireland in 2023. So the research was a representative sample. We surveyed 1,000 named respondents in Northern Ireland, and this was nicely representative of adults aged 16 plus within Northern Ireland across a set of age, gender, religion, and social grades. The research painted a broadly positive picture of buy now, pay later. So it's one thing that the research showed that people's experiences were broadly positive. They seen this as a good product. It allowed them to buy items that they would have sometimes struggled to afford in one-off payments, or at least allowed them to spread the cost of a large payment over time to give them a bit of financial breathing space. However, the balance in Aqualad is that the convenience must be balanced with caution, as it does allow consumers to buy things that they may not technically be able to afford. And while some were more relaxed about this emotionally, for others, that created some anxiety that this convenience may cause them to use it more and therefore get into more long-term debt.
You talked about long-term debt, and you also talked about how low-income households are using it. But would it be not fair to say that there is a genuine need for people to go for buy now, pay later, because it's a good way to, I suppose, pay it by installment?
Consumers may need to borrow from a range of credit sources for a range of reasons. Our buy now, pay later specific research indicated that for those in lower incomes, it may be an attractive product, as when payments are made in time, no interest may be charged, which is an alternative to those consumers sometimes having to turn to high-cost short-term credit providers or illegal money lenders. So in 2024, the Consumer Council commissioned research related to the cost of basics. That research asked consumers how they're managing to afford the current cost of basics. That research found that over one third say they're dipping into their savings. That was 38%. 15% said they had taken out additional credit loans with official lenders such as banks and building societies. And 13% said they're getting financial support from family members or friends. Other responses included in that was the use of buy now, pay later for food shopping at 8%, alongside using food banks at 6%. What this shows is the need for consumers to borrow money to afford the basic everyday essentials. However, when consumers are using buy now, pay later for those purchases, what they may not be aware of is compared to taking out credit loans from other lenders, such as banks and building societies, where they do have basic consumer protections in place. When using buy now, pay later, those same protections aren't in place. So, for example, a consumer can't take a complaint about buy now, pay later to the financial ombudsman if they're unhappy.
You explored some of the issues around buy now, pay later, but what recommendations do you provide and why?
So in terms of the recommendations from the report, again, it's to reiterate that consumers that were surveyed had a broadly positive picture of buy now, pay later. They thought it was a good product. They thought it was useful at times for making one-off purchases, at times when maybe they didn't have the savings to do so. But again, that's balanced with a caution that it does allow consumers to buy things that they may not be able to afford. One of the points that was raised from the research was that given the size of the market and the rapid growth that that's seen, with further growth being expected within the buy now, pay later market, a strong system of regulation is needed to ensure consumers are protected from making ill-informed purchasing decisions. And that's what it basically comes down to. It comes down to ensuring that consumers have those basic protections in place when things do go wrong. And what the research also found is With support measures needing to be in place for those who experience financial difficulties, and having a particular focus on those groups identified within the research that may be more vulnerable to falling into difficulty.
You may have touched on it, but what do you really want to see happen?
Yeah, so what we would really like to see happen is, particularly for those who get into financial difficulty with buy now, pay later, is that they do have those same consumer protections in place that they do for other products. So, there's a consistency layer across what consumers can expect if they're going to use, a credit or a loan from a mainstream provider versus, buy now, pay later provider. You want to ensure that consumers have those same protections because at the time of purchase, consumers may not be aware of that.
Thank you, Sean. Let me get Gulsa from Bromley's Citizen Advice into the conversation. Gulsa, based on what you've heard from Sean, what is your first observation?
Hey, thank you, Rupon, for bringing me into the conversation. So, buy now, pay later has become increasingly common topic, not just amongst Bromley residents, but obviously across the country. So many of our clients approach us after experiencing difficulties with their debts, which also includes obviously buy now, pay later schemes. Often because in particular with buy now, pay later schemes, it's viewed as an easy way to manage expenses because obviously it's broken down into 3 months payment and etc. But what tends to happen is that clients at a later stage struggle with repayments, and we find that buy now, pay later fits into broader support framework by being a key area where clients require advice on managing unexpected or escalating debt.
From what you've heard from Sean, when he talked about FCA, what is your observation?
Well, the fact that there is a concern in terms of the regulation with buy now, pay later, mainly because it leaves consumers very vulnerable to accumulating debt without the adequate protection. So there is definitely need for more tighter regulation with this.
If a customer, let's say, is unable to afford to pay the amount, what advice do you give to those individuals who knock on your doors?
Okay, so when we get clients coming to Citizens Advice Bromley, it's not just for buy now, pay later debts. Buy now, pay later forms a part of their debts. It's quite uncommon just to get clients with buy now, pay later debts because they come with all, other debts as well. But what we tend to do is obviously typically what involves is reviewing all of the debts. This is very, very important, especially when you're giving and delivering debt advice. We conduct a thorough review of all of the debts, and we categorize them into other debts into priority and non-priority debts. Our strategy is to support the client based on a holistic approach, which obviously involves a comprehensive interview that can take up to 2 hours. And in this session, we're drafting, maximizing clients' income, creating a detailed list of debts, and drafting their financial statements. This is so that the clients are provided with tailored advice that aligns with their overall financial situation. We're then able to obviously get the clients come back once we worked out their income, their expenses, their debts. Requesting credit reports, etc., just to make sure we've covered every aspect of debts. We're then able to contact providers. We do recommend with buy now, pay later as well for clients if they're in difficulty in making any of their payments, to contact the lender or the provider as soon as possible, because obviously some of them do offer some flexibility in terms of payments and hardship arrangements. But again, this all depends on the overall debt situation and whether the client has any other debts. We look at budgeting, we look at a system in creating a budget to manage their finances better and prioritize essential payments, as well as obviously exploring debt options such as debt management plans, in severe cases, debt relief order, bankruptcy, etc. And we do the talk about avoid taking out further credit. Buy now, pay later seems to be such an easy way of people getting into debt, that obviously part of the discussion with the client of the interview would be to avoid using buy now, pay later the further encounter debt difficulties.
But what is the recovery process for buy now, pay later?
Well, I think that's quite a broad question. It really depends on the provider, but what it typically involves is contacting the debtor. Okay, so the recovery process, sorry, what we all know is what's introduced is late fees. So obviously it's broken down into installments, and if it's missed, then there are fees that are implemented. And it can obviously get, and what they'll do is they'll contact you. Do not ignore. You must respond back to the lender. Late fees and interests will be, added. escalation to debt collection, and that just means that you'll get more fees added onto it, and it's in, as well as impacting your credit rating, and in really severe cases, legal action. So if you're a homeowner, if you've got some sort of an asset, etc. If not, they can even, go for legal action via, I don't know, putting an order in place to get your wage deducted to clear the debt. So yeah, it can go quite far.
I mean, you've heard what Sean said, but have you noticed a trend in your sector? What are your advisors are saying about this subject?
I mean, that's a really good question, Ripon, because definitely the trend that we've seen within, in our sector, and definitely at Citizens Advice probably, is that it's very common buy now, pay later with the younger consumers. It's so easily available. And unfortunately, with some of our younger consumers, they do not fully understand the financial implications, leading to obviously increased debt-related issues. And with the cost of living crisis on the rise and everything being so expensive, the younger consumers don't seem to understand the seriousness of a buy now, pay later when payments are missed. So we're obviously working really hard with our clients to try and raise awareness of being financial literal and responsible borrowing.
Thank you, Gulza. For those who are listening to Debt Talk, I want to share your experience on this subject or any other. You can get in touch with me on X, Your Dr. Debt, or you can email me, ripon.ray@yourdrdebt.com. Let me go back to my panel members who are to provide top tips to my listeners on buy now, pay later, especially for those who are thinking of getting buy now, pay later or in debt with it. Let me start with Sean from Consumer Council for Northern Ireland.
Yeah, so first of all, if you're considering using buy now, pay later, make sure you're aware of who the buy now, pay later provider is, as some retailers will only let you purchase from them using their agreed buy now, pay later provider, and the terms and conditions may differ between those providers. Make sure you can keep up with the payment terms. So as best as you can, try to budget and plan ahead to make sure that you have space within your budget to make those repayments back. Because as Gus has mentioned about the late fees that can be incurred or missed payment fees as well. You may be approved for buy now, pay later if you can't afford it. So just again, be conscious of that some buy now, pay later providers will carry out a soft search, some will carry out a hard search. So they may not know about your financial circumstances of all our borrowers or providers as well. So try to be aware of your own circumstances and make sure that you can afford it. As I've said already, be aware of extra charges for later missed payments. So you may be charged a penalty fee if your payments are later missed payment. And the buy now, pay later provider may also pass your debt to a debt collection agency if you're unable to make payments. And just to be aware that buy now, pay later products are currently not regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. So again, that means that you can't take your complaint to the Financial Ombudsman Service if anything goes wrong. And there's also a lack of consumer protection in terms of you're not covered under Section 75 of the Consumer Credit Act. So what you should do is check the buy now, pay later providers' buyer protection that they have in place on their own terms and conditions. And finally, if you are in financial difficulty, particularly with buy now, pay later, it's reach out and get help and support. There's various debt advice agencies and support agencies out there. So don't suffer in silence. Come forward, get help and support.
Thank you, Sean. And finally, from Gulza Tatvan from Bromley Citizens Advice.
Well, I mean, Sean summed it up so well. I don't think there's anything else I can really add to it other than definitely encourage the fact that get support, don't suffer in silence, reach out. There's so many free advice agencies out there, whether that's in person or over the phone or web chat. Do exhaust the support that's out there available to you.
I'm grateful to my panel members for giving their precious time, especially Sean and Gulza, for giving their time on Debt Talk. Without their knowledge, I would not be able to come this far. I do want to share a good news, though, that Debt Talk has been running for over 2 years. And so far, it has been downloaded altogether over 9,500 times globally. I just want to thank you for showing your loyalty also globally. My next podcast is going to be on winter fuel allowance and pensioners. Thank you for listening to Debt Talk Podcast with your host, Ripon Ray.